Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to start with a USP.
Okay, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any sins.
In the name of
In the
Jesus,
name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9. And I've been healed
I've been healed
by the stripes of Jesus.
by the stripes of Jesus.
And I think those songs that we sing, I know our theme song is The Overcomer by Mandisa. And every time I see the official video with all the people that had adverse challenges and they overcame it, even though I see it every week, it really inspires me that if I'm having a tough week, I look at how much more challenges some other people may have. And then it helps me think, well, mine may not be as big as theirs, but God helps all of us overcome. And it just keeps me going for the next week, just to see that. And in Jesus' name, I pray that God helps you and blesses you and gives you everything that you need. A lot of times that we learn so much at ABC. This is a teaching church with great revelation that we get from Apostle Joshua and all the other teachers that we have on our staff. It's just amazing. Some people have said it's some of the best they've ever heard, and we're just honored to be a part of this church and this ministry. And as Pastor James is now the senior pastor, and we want to bring on Wednesday nights a time where there'll be practical ministry where you can learn to activate and bring into your lifestyle those teachings so that it becomes normality. And the things that seem to be overwhelming will now be able to be under your feet. The devil should be under our feet. And the things that seemed really big challenges now are diminished. I mean, this is our goal, to help everybody through wherever you're at and remind us ourselves of the anchors of our soul. What God has already done for us, He will surely do more for us. Amen. So I just want everyone to take a minute and close your eyes and think of all the wonderful things that God has already done for you. The victories that you've already received, even if it was a small one, just think on those things. And it should be bringing a smile to your face. And let's just tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I'm so grateful. And it doesn't matter if I go through any challenges. You're going to be there with me again. You are with me, and you help me overcome each and every one of them. Thank you for your grace and your mercy to be patient, to see my victory in manifestation of the victory I already have by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to do part two of a teaching that we started on Sunday. And we're going to just skim through really quickly the beginning of it for some people who may not have been able to see that. So we're here now. on our outline, How to Get More Blessings, Part 2. What are the ways that people wait incorrectly when they're waiting to get more blessings? And they've prayed and asked God, and then they said amen. And from that time to when they see it, actually the answered prayer here on earth, where it's tangible, there's this gap of waiting. And sometimes what happens is the devil comes in and he tries to thwart what the person is waiting for, and tries to bring doubt and unbelief, and tries to make them give up their faith, right? And do you want to talk about some of those things?
Well, as I said on Sunday, just to remind a little bit, one of the devil's biggest words is tomorrow. And when people get complacent, which is the third one in this sentence, and they think they got time to do it, they need to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do now? Because if you want to do it now, you postpone it, you can miss a blessing. You know, procrastination is basically because people are afraid to do something and they kind of put it off. Complacency, being comfortable in a situation and not really analyze what needs to be done, to slow down. Rushing, you know, if you're rushing around, a lot of times you're doing things improperly. Rushing can actually make you slower, because if you rush, you make a mistake, you got to redo something. You know, haste falls in the same category as rushing. You know, deferment, disappointment, discouraged, depressed. You know, this all comes to people when things are on them and they kind of wait incorrectly. They just don't push through. And, you know, David was depressed. He had to encourage himself. So we have to do that. We have to push through. There's times where we don't want to do something. There's no saying where I come from. There's two times you do things, when you want to and when you don't. You know, you know, we were working at the gym. There are days we really didn't want to go to the gym, but we did it. Why? Because we had a goal. We wanted to reach certain things, you know. So even if we didn't want to go to the gym, we went anyway, you know. And as I've said before, the only way you really lose in this game is to give up and quit. We're in a situation, I use baseball for an analogy. You're up at bat, you can't strike out, you can't hit out, you just keep hitting until you get your run. Just keep hitting until you get your run. That's what we have here with the Lord. Okay, what we lose is to quit. When we make a mistake, when we do what we should have, get up and do it again. Okay. Number two, discontentment. Okay. The world today, if you look at the news, it's one big giant challenge of discontentment. And we must learn to be content at all times. We're content where the Lord has us right now, believing for the future, believing for the better, standing in faith for the good things that are going to come. But we must be content now. Okay? Lack of faith, doubt and unbelief, and impatience, that kind of rounds out the whole situation. Okay? So as we stand in faith, believe for our victories in Jesus' name. That's right, Karen?
Yeah. If anybody's having any challenges in some of these areas, then write them down. And we believe that God's going to turn that around for you. And, you know, this is private between you and God, but there's no shame to admit that we're human and we get attacked by a devil who hates God's people. But it doesn't matter what's going on. You know you're an overcomer. You know God can help you. And God's going to make that 180 for each of us. So if there's, you know, someone that says, well, I wished I would have had this, then my life would be better. That's discontentment. Some people don't recognize that as actually a sin. Procrastination is not only when someone's afraid of doing something, but it's when they don't like to do something and they aren't utilizing the fruit of self-control to force themselves to do something, even though they don't like it. Like what Pastor James was saying. Some homeless people don't like to shower, but it's necessary for health, right? And to keep hygiene. So when they go to a homeless shelter, one of the first things they ask them to do is take a shower in some of those shelters, because they don't want, you know, people to have disease and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they want them to give them clean clothes and that kind of stuff. So you have to force yourself to do that which is right, because the devil sometimes will try to make people isolated and not have the motivation to move forward. So that's why we sometimes, as pastors, we are helping people and nudging them to go towards their goals. So they're advancing forward and not reversing. Okay. So as you wait upon the Lord, you get more blessings. That's the right way, the correct way to wait. It's not being still and sitting and doing nothing. It is an active form of your faith to know that you are praying. That's waiting upon the Lord. You are listening to his voice. You're waiting to hear what he's guiding you to do, but you're also using your faith steps to take that leap of faith to step out what the word of God says, by being not just a hearer, but a doer, a hearer and doer of the word, and doing something, even though you don't know exactly what it is yet, but you're praying. Now we're on a fast, we're fasting, we're seeking God. You're actively trying to find out God's will, or attacking a situation with affirmations. You're not going to let the devil attack you. You attack back with the word of God. So the World Series champion, baseball champion, Daryl Strawberry, his testimony was an incredible comeback after he asked God for help instead of quitting, because he had an addiction to drugs and it ruined his whole life. And then he got saved, and then he had to prove himself to people because they didn't even really believe him anymore that he could really do this. But God believed in him, and he had encouraged himself in the Lord, and he's actually now ministering. Isn't that awesome? So it took him a long time to wait for his comeback, but he pressed forward and he made it. So waiting correctly, number two.
But they wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not be faint. Okay, now, that goes back to hurry up and wait and haste we talked about previously. You know, we all the time say, well, God told me to do this. And my question is, when did he tell you to do it? It might be a couple of years in the future, but he's telling you so you prepare yourself to do it. Don't run out there until you're prepared. You know, look at the Israelites. They were going to go to the promised land. When they left, they basically ransacked Egypt. They didn't just walk out with just their shoes and their clothes on. They had ransacked Egypt. They had all the profits of Egypt. They had all the spoils of Egypt. They went out there and they had things with them. Now, yes, God gave them manna. He gave them water, things they needed. But the bottom line is, they didn't just walk on their own. They went as the Lord directed them.
Yes, and now I feel that there are some people here that have been going through some challenges that have made you feel weary, that maybe you felt like giving up. Maybe it was too hard. Maybe there's something that has been a big mountain for you to climb, or even health challenges. So this is a good scripture to affirm. Let's say this together. We'll do it simultaneously. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now do it this way. Say, I wait upon you, Lord.
I wait upon you, Lord.
I am renewing my strength.
I'm renewing my strength.
I mount up with wings.
I mount up with wings.
As eagles.
As eagles.
I run.
I run.
And I will not be weary.
I will not be weary.
I will walk.
I will walk
and not faint.
And not faint.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to go forward. So Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew meaning of weight, means to bind together, perhaps twisting. That's like the three-stranded cord that no one can untie, that we are waiting with God. We bind ourselves together with Him, and nothing can separate us from Him. When we're waiting, we are with Him together, and so it'll be His right timing, but we are communing with God the whole time, and we expect and gather together, look patiently, tarry, and wait upon Him. And that expectation is with a glad one. As you also wait, it means to stay in expectation, to look forward to expectantly, to be ready and available. So when you're ready, it means that you've already prepared yourself. It means that you are rearing to go at any notice, that you're not just, you know, in bed with pajamas and then someone says, oh, it's time for you to go somewhere to an appointment. You can't because you're not even dressed and ready to go. It's a state or attitude in your mind of watchfulness and expectancy. Wait patiently with expectation. Like I had this interview for television, Spanish interview for the book tomorrow, and I was supposed to hear back from them, and I didn't hear from them when they said that they would get back to me with a confirmation. But I prepared everything. I prepared, I'm thinking, what am I going to say? I prepared, you know, what am I going to wear? I prepared all the things and emails that I sent to them for explaining what the book is about and everything. I did my part, even though I was waiting. And finally, the confirmation came in, but I was ready. And then when it came in, they also needed some extra stuff 5 minutes before this service started. And they told me it's tomorrow morning early. Well, you know what? God set it up. It was a God thing because we listen to the voice of God. Usually we do the testimonies either during each part of our teaching for an illustration of what God was doing through His word to verify that prayers get answered and His word works. Or we do testimonies at the end of the service. And the Lord said specifically, I want you to say the testimonies before you start the teaching. And it was an odd thing that the Lord requested, but we obeyed. And I thought, well, okay, we're teaching how to get more blessings. This is great to hear what those blessings are and elevate us to the next level of advanced level of blessings so that the expectations are up when we hear this teaching that we can all get to that level. Today, about a half an hour before service, the TV studio said that they wanted a teaching on a video about 6:33 and the book to get an idea of what I would be speaking about tomorrow. And here was our teaching with 9 minutes of testimonies right in the beginning of our teaching. They didn't have to go through a whole teaching to the end of the video to find it. And I just sent that in 2 seconds. That was ready. And they needed something else, and that was ready. It was the Lord showing us that we needed to have everything prepared. And so in a second's moment, we were in glad expectation. Yeah. And the Lord helped us to be waiting, but diligently doing something to be prepared for that moment to come. So that's what it means to wait upon the Lord and what He wants us to do daily. So the power triplets are contentment, faith, and patience. And we have to be content with what we have, because if not, discontentment will always make us be in doubt and unbelief that what we have was not given to us by God. And it makes a person ungrateful. So that's why we want to be a grateful people and always thanking God for what He's already done for us, what we have, and expecting that He will do it again. When you have faith and you have patience, you have contentment, promotion will come. Promotion doesn't come until you walk in your faith. You patiently wait for it God's way, not the incorrect way in discouragement. And you have contentment that you are happy where God has put you now. And then when you're happy now and doing a great job here, you'll do a better job in the future when your promotion comes. But if someone says, well, I don't like what I'm doing, so I'm just not going to do much, then that doesn't please the Heavenly Father, because we're not doing excellence here where he put us. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. So if you've had any hopelessness or you've had any kind of discouragement, when someone has a heart challenge, sometimes it'll show up in a physical heart challenge. So if you've had diagnoses of a cardiac challenge, you might want to check and write this down. Was there anything that you hoped for that wasn't fulfilled and you got disappointed about and it deferred it? You might want to see if you need to repent about feeling upset about that or brokenhearted about something, and ask God to heal your heart physically and your soul, your heart in the spirit realm, so that you would have that tree of life. God said that he is restoring and replacing for you the years of devastation that the locust has eaten. And so we had talked about that in the last 2 weeks, and we're combining this together because it works together to show you that you'll get more blessings when you walk out the scripture, that it doesn't matter what was devastated in your life. Expect the restoration. Expect the replacement. Expect that when you asked for it, that God did it in heaven. And now you're just waiting for your it to come from heaven to earth through your faith bridge, and to show up where you could see it and have it tangibly. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, and in this place will I give peace and prosperity. God is saying to ABC Church, it doesn't matter what happened before. Stop thinking about that now. Stop those thoughts in your mind. Put a pause on the video when the devil tries to bring it back, and then destroy that negative thought. Because God is replacing with peace and prosperity glorious things that were better than before. Whatever you had in the past that was great. Remember in the beginning of this service, I said, think about the good things that God has already done for you. That was great. He has greater in store for you. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. And if you have not been discouraged and have had that glad expectation, get even gladder. It's going to be really great for ABCers this year. I don't know about the world, but I do know that God says that he is, that the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the just. And so the wealth transfer, we are believing that also for the prosperity of our soul. If your soul prospers, you will be in health and have financial wealth, according to the 3 John 2. So this is how you get more blessings from God. And what are some of those blessings? So we've got 6 of them that we're going to review tonight. And we know a lot of these scriptures, but I want us to affirm these together in our glad expectation that this is what we are agreeing with. We are interceding for one another when we are praying together and in a prayer of agreement. Then when one could put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, where 2 or more agree upon anything on this earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father. So we're going to agree together tonight for each other for these things to happen in our lives, in addition to what we pray for 633. So let's all say Philippians 4:19, if you can repeat it with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
My God.
Has already supplied.
Every need.
According to his riches.
In glory.
In Christ Jesus. And let's do James 1:17. So in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every good gift. And every perfect gift.
Is from above.
Coming down. From the Father of lights.
To me.
With whom?
There is no variation.
Or shadow.
Due to change.
Okay, let's do Luke 6:38. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am a giver.
I am a giver.
So it will be given back to me.
It'll be given back to me.
Good measure.
Good measure.
Press down.
Press down.
Shaken together.
Shaken together.
Run over.
Running over.
Will be put into my lap.
Put into my lap.
For with the measure.
With the measure.
I use. It will be measured.
It will be measured.
Back to me.
Back to me.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's do number 6, 24 to 26. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord blesses me.
Lord blesses me.
And keeps me.
And keeps me.
The Lord makes his face.
Lord makes his face.
To shine upon me.
Shine upon me.
And be gracious to me.
Be gracious to me.
The Lord lifts up his countenance.
Or lifts up his countenance.
Upon me.
Upon me.
And gives me peace.
And gives me peace.
Let's do Isaiah 41:10. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I fear not.
I fear not.
For God is with me.
For God is with me.
I am not dismayed.
I am not dismayed.
For you are my God.
For you are my God.
You strengthen me.
You strengthen
me. You help me.
You help me.
You uphold me.
You uphold me.
With your righteous.
With your righteous.
Right hand.
Right hand.
Let's do 3 John 1:2. Beloved.
Beloved.
I pray.
I pray.
That all goes well with you and me.
All goes well with you and me.
And that we.
That we.
May be in good health.
May be in good health.
As it goes well.
As it goes well.
With our souls.
With our souls.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So those are some of the blessings that you can obtain and that God has activated in our lives tonight. And I just felt that a lot of people got encouraged. I felt discouragement jumping off of people. I felt infirmities jumping off of people. And I just really see that some people, wherever you are at, and you're doing well, that God has brought you to a new place to do even better. And I'm really excited about that. Okay. Deborah, we're going to do a USP and then ask Deborah to do the body for the communion and Peter to do the blood. Okay, Pastor James, you want to do the USP?
Okay, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. Okay, and then we're going to do do you want to do 10 or 20 affirmations of I've been healed by Star to Jesus after communion?
Let's do 10.
10. Okay. All right.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you that you love us. That you love us, not just to love us, but you love us so very much. It is a fierce love. It is intense. It is geared towards us. We are the apple of your eye. Each one of us individually is your favorite. Thank you that you have created us to be so special. We are unique and one of a kind. And you love us, and you love us, and you love us. And Lord Jesus, you demonstrated that love that the Father has when you went to the whipping post. Thank you that you bore our sins in your body. And when your body was whipped, those lashes upon your back, that they opened up your back and you went through such agonizing torture, and you did it knowing that we would have our healing. You had each one of us on your mind, and you stayed there, and you loved through it all. So thank you that it's not just our spirits, but it's our bodies that you hold dear. So we take this bread. You said to take and eat it in remembrance of you. And we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
Receive in Jesus' name. Okay, Peter?
There are three gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that each talked about the Last Supper, when Jesus gave communion, started communion with the disciples. As they were eating the dinner, he broke the bread and offered it to them. And he said to them, "This is my body, which is given for you." Then he took the cup and blessed it. And he said, "This is my blood, which is given for you." Each of the three gospel writers report that. The gospel, John in his gospel did not report that. He reported an earlier occasion, which may have been during the last week before his crucifixion. He was ministering to crowds. And in John 6:53-58, six verses, each verse, he says, "You must eat my body and drink my blood. If you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you." He repeated it six times in that teaching. I think it might be kind of important for us. And then Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:23-25, that Jesus, in the same manner, also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this blood, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And so as we have partaken of the bread, which is the body of Jesus, we now partake of the cup, which is Jesus' blood. And so let's partake with joy and thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We agree and we receive in Jesus' name. For we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, we're going to do 10 affirmations. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so everybody should be able to unmute. Who would like to do communion for next week? The body and the blood. Any volunteers? Okay. No one's volunteering. Are you going to volunteer somebody, James?
Okay.
Only if you want to.
Yeah. Stephen Don, would you like to do communion next week?
Sure.
We'd appreciate it very much.
Great. I'll write you down. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, I really saw in the spirit that a lot of people have been going through some discouragement, going through some challenges, and whatever they were, I really believe that more blessings are yours, and that God wants Amen. To remind us that we have to look at what is ours and not what the devil is trying to steal from us. Amen. Did this teaching help anybody today and last Sunday?
Yes.
Do you want to share, Stephen?
Thank you, yes, it did.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. Who's that?
Peter?
Okay, great. Were you going to share about how this teaching has helped you?
I wasn't planning to share, but I can.
Okay.
God encourages me and helps me in a lot of different ways. A week ago Monday, I noticed that something had come off of my car in the front, a place where fog lights could be, but my car doesn't have fog lights. It just has a little decorative piece there in the lower right corner, lower left corner. The one in the lower left corner was gone. And I thought someone had made a midnight requisition, which is less than fully authorized.
Oh, my. That was difficult.
So over a week, I thought that's what had happened. Mm-hmm. And I was calling it back. Then yesterday, my mechanic friend, our granddaughter's girlfriend, was here for dinner. And after dinner, we went out to look at it together and determined that it probably had not been removed through a midnight requisition. It had come loose and dropped off, and he's going to order a new one for me.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
That's really good.
Hallelujah.
God takes care of you.
Yes.
It shows that you've been diligent in your prayers and protection, and the angels of God did that for you. That's pretty miraculous. I think that's great.
Yeah. I had been disturbed because I've been speaking protection over my vehicle. It's several people in this community, Valencia Hills, have had catalytic converters stolen, especially from Hondas. And my vehicle is a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's parked out on the driveway in plain view. So I've been praying angelic protection over it. And thank God it's still working.
Amen.
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 That's a good praise report. Anybody else like to share? Denise, you had shared something on 633, but not everybody was there. Would you mind repeating some of the things that you are thankful to God for that you've seen in your life?
I know that it has caused me to, in doing the 633, and I'm more diligent about my behavior. And one of the things that you, and I'm going to share this, but one of the things that you said this morning about being mindful of what you say and how you behave. And I was on the phone today at work. I was on the phone to a call center. It was late in the day, and I had sort of like an, I wouldn't quite call it frustrating day, because that's what the enemy wants it to be, but it was a challenging day. So I called the call center, and I spoke to a young lady, and I told her what I wanted and what I was trying to do, but some reason the computer was not, I was not getting through, and I needed to get through to get to the next step. Well, you know, I'm not paying attention because I was like in a rush and I wanted to get it done. I didn't realize that in the, she's in a call center and there are other voices around. So she says, she asked me a question and I gave her the information, and then she asked me the same information again. And I kind of started being abrupt with her, and then I had to pull myself back because I remembered what you said this morning. And I just quickly asked God for forgiveness, to forgive me of that sin, because it is a sin to be abrupt with her, not knowing that her situation, which I knew there's a lot of voices in the background and she may not have heard me correctly, or she may have, but it was, you know, with all the other voices and the noises in the background, you know, it just had to be repeated. So that was one of the, that was one of the things.
Hey, that was really good. Mm-hmm. That was good practice. Praise the Lord. That was practicing the fruit of the Spirit that we are encouraging everybody, that if it annoys you or frustrates you, that we have to catch ourselves and not react how we normally would have.
And that's being very conscious of now and trying not to do that, trying not to react the way I used to act.
Amen. Is
be very mindful of the situation and giving people grace.
Amen. And we all have opportunities where we can practice a lot, right, honey?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Anybody else want to share? We got a quiet group tonight. Harry, we encourage people who can join us on Zoom. I know a lot of you like to do your 633 by yourself at home, but if you do want, it is a different forum when we do it at 633, because there are people who live by themselves. We do want a fellowship ahead of time. That fellowship, God says, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. So that's a time when we can fellowship. We do start praying together. And then we also have life lesson nuggets that we'll share, like I did this morning, to be mindful about practicing the fruit of the Spirit. And that helped Denise out in good timing. It was the right timing for the day. And so we welcome you to join us. You should have gotten new links from Annie. So you could look up in your search bar in your emails, Zoom link or Awake 633 Zoom link, or awford@abcmin.org. For those of you that are Facebookers, you can go on Facebook, and you can also get the link on the Awake 633 group Facebook page as well. So we welcome you to join us for that. There is after service prayer. And today, Peter and Susan will be heading that up. So hope you guys can stay, those that need prayer. They're great prayer warriors. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday for service and next Wednesday again. Okay. Love you guys.